The recording has now started, sir. You may proceed.
Thank you. Okay, let me read. This is Chuck Gomes, and this is the 27th of May, 2015, and the Design Team Design Team O meeting on the IANA budget. And we have on the call Mary Uduma, myself, and from staff, Marika Konings and Kimberly Carlson, along with Brenda Brewer, who was kind enough on very short notice to do the doodle poll and to set this up. Hopefully, Olivier will be able to join us when his ALAC meetings end, his at-large meeting ends, and maybe others as well. But if not, they can listen to the recording and we'll take a look at the notes. To start off with, let me ask Mary if you had a chance to look at the review the comments that related to the Design Team O. And I think you're on mute, Mary, if you're trying to talk. There we go. That was my mistake, Mary. This is O, not M. So my apologies. I also lead the Design Team M, and I've been trying to set up a call.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. If you can hear me.
Yes, we can. Go ahead. Go ahead. Were you able to review the comments that related to Design Team O? Okay. You're on mute again, Mary, so we were able to hear you when you went off mute. Anyway, let's go ahead. So the first comment was from AFNIC, and I highlighted the three suggestions that they make in blue font just to make them stand out a little bit. Notice that the first point first recommendation is to suggest that the budget for IANA or for PTO, let's see, what is it? I'm getting my acronyms all confused this morning. PTI be done on a multi-year basis rather than a year at a time. Any discussion on that? And Mary, I'm going to call on you next. If you want to respond to the question I asked earlier, go ahead first, but then let's talk about the idea of a possible recommendation that the IANA budget be done on a...
Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. All right. Okay. My response to that is that, just a second.
Mary, there's a lot of, I don't know what it is, it's not background noise so much, but I don't know if you're on a speaker phone or something, but...
That recommendation, a basic suggestion. That, hello, can you hear me?
Can hear you, but it's hard
can
to
you
understand.
Hear me, please? Okay, you can't understand what I'm saying. Am I breaking?
Oh, now I can understand you better.
Am I breaking?
Go ahead.
Okay. My suggestion as a response to the first comment is that the strategic plan, when you're drawing up the strategic plan, you can do 4 or 5 year strategic plan, and that will take care of it. But on yearly basis, there will still be budget. So you do budget on yearly basis, drawing from the strategic plan. Yeah, with the position that it should be given.
Okay, I wasn't able to get very much of that. Marika, how were you?
ICAN should be given for. I believe that when the strategic plan, the PTI strategic plan will be a 4-year rolling plan, and well, on yearly basis, it should still be a budget for each year. That's my response to the first one.
Did you get that?
Hello?
I apologize, Mary, but I wasn't able to get very much of that because of the quality of the audio. Marika, you maybe got it better than me because I'm sure you have better hearing than I do.
So this is Marika. What I understood Mary to say is that in her perspective, PTI should have a 4-year strategy or operational plan, but with a yearly budget. And apologies, Mary, if I didn't get that right, but that is what I picked up, I think.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That's what I am putting up as a response to that comment.
Thank you. I guess one question I have and is related to ICANN as the parent company. They have a 5-year strategic plan, and the is there any reason why you picked 4 instead of 5 or 3 or something else?
Well, I am not. I don't mind it being 3, 4, 5. But my point is that strategic plan will take care of what the commentator is saying, why there will be a yearly. It's good if it is the same as the ICANN 5-yearly strategic plan. I don't have problem with that. I'm only saying that in response to that comment, that the 5-year or the 4-year or the 3-year strategic plan will take care of that comment, while PTI still has a yearly budget, year-to-year budget budgeting, and which would also be looked at by the community. Did you get me right?
I think I got part of that anyway, I like your idea of a longer-term strategic plan and a 1-year budget. It is kind of challenging to do multi-year budgets. It may be easier for an organization like PTI because their costs and functions and so forth are more stable over time than, for example, the ICANN budget. So there may be some. It may be possible to do a little bit longer planning in terms of budget, but I think you could probably only have one real firm budget for the upcoming year, but maybe we can accommodate what AFNIC's suggesting by the fact that maybe with a suggestion that because of the criticalness of the IANA functions, that there be some sort of a multi-year commitment to fund IANA at least at the current level. In other words, maybe we could, you know, that they could approve a budget for 1 year, a firm budget with a commitment to at least fund IANA at the same level for the following year. Does something like that make sense?
it makes a lot of sense. I think there's a little bit of stability when it comes to INR operation. It's not just coming up as a service, a new service, and having stabilized over the years. I don't know whether when ICANN draws its budget, it does it multi-year. If that would create stability or assurances with the PPI, why not?
Now, I wasn't able to get very much of that. Marika, how did you do?
Oh, my God. What's going on? Is it that my English is too bad or what?
No, it's not your English at all, Mary. Your English is fine. There's some background noise, and it's coming across like you're in an echo, not exactly an echo chamber, but there's lots of other noise coming through at the same time, but your English is fine. Every once in a while I can hear you clearly, but other times there's lots of noise. Now, Marika, were you able to get more some of what Mary just said?
This is Marika. I think Mary agreed with your suggestions, but I had difficulty as well hearing everything. So maybe Mary can type if that's right or wrong.
All right. What I'll do, I'll log out and log in again and see whether the audio will be better. Okay.
I couldn't quite hear that, but if you're suggesting that maybe we should try another dial out or some other connection, I think that's the case.
Log in again in Adobe Connect to see if that changes her audio.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll do that right away. I'll do that.
Okay, thank you. She's off and we're still getting the static. Let me put my phone on mute for a second. See if... No, it didn't appear to stop with mine either. I wonder if we should check with the operator. Is part of it the connection, the static? Brenda, can you check with the operator on the static? Maybe we should all call in again. Fine. Thanks, Kimberly. Appreciate that.
Hello? Hello, is it better? Hello?
Hear you.
Hello, everyone. You can hear me? Is it better now?
Yes. And Mary, what we're doing is checking. The operator is checking because it appears that part of the static we're getting is not from your line, and so they're trying to figure out where it is coming
is it
from.
Better? Hello? That's all right. Thank you.
Ah, there's no static. Is that a fix, maybe? Okay. Mary, go ahead and try and repeat the last thing that you said, please.
Okay. The last thing I said is that INR has been operating and has gotten a lot of stability, and it's not just a new organization or a new initiative. So and they have been following ICANN budgeting process. Now the first year strategic plan and then the yearly budgeting, year-to-year budgeting. Except you're saying that in order to create confidence and trust, then ICANN will commit, do the yearly budget, and then commit to fund DPI the next financial year. So why not? I don't see any problem with that. But I think there have been a lot of stability in the operation of the IANA. So the fear of not having resources to operate the following year, I don't think I don't think it's something we should be worried about. So we follow the IANA, I mean, ICANN process of strategic plan and yearly budgeting. That's my point.
Thank you. Well, I certainly agree on the security and stability. No, I don't think any of us will argue with that at all. Olivier, thank you for joining us. Appreciate that. What we're talking about is the AFNIC recommendation that the IANA budget be done on a multi-year basis, not on an annual basis. And Mary suggested that they have a four-year strategic plan and an annual budget. Just curious, I know you're jumping in kind of the middle, but although we haven't covered a lot of territory yet, what are your reaction to these suggestions?
Yes, thanks very much, Chuck. It's Olivia speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Fantastic. Thanks. My thoughts on this is I wondered why the suggestion that one would have to look at a multi-year budget for IANA. Was that something for stability, for financial independence, or for what were the reasons for making such a suggestion? Because at the moment, the ICANN budget works on a single-year budget, and the ALAC has asked for multi-year budgets on several occasions, especially when it comes down to projects which require a sustained amount of funding over several years. And I just wonder whether there was a reason, therefore, for the multi-year budget. Was it to do, perhaps, with any investment that IANA might need to do when it comes down to servers and capital costs or others?
Well, what they say, and they don't really answer it really well, but the sentence that follows that recommendation says, it would allow PTI management and board to be fully responsible and not to rely each year on the budget allocation allocated by ICANN. I'm not sure that makes them any more responsible. I think it gives them longer-term information in terms of stability, which is probably good. What I had suggested, I think, before you came on the call, is that there could be a one-year approved budget with a commitment on the part of ICANN to fund it at least at that level for the following year, unless circumstances clearly, you know, dictated otherwise. So. And another point I made, Olivier, that's different with PTI than with ICANN as a whole, is that it's a much more stable operation and set of services than ICANN overall is. I mean, the staff has remained relatively stable over several years, and their costs have. I think, too, so it's a little bit easier to go beyond a year with the IANA than it is with the overall ICANN budget, but that doesn't mean that it's still easy to do. And by the way, if somebody, we have a small enough group, you're welcome to raise your hand, but also if you want to just jump in and nobody's talking, feel free to do that and identify yourself. Go ahead, Olivier.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. It's Olivia speaking. I don't have any preference either way, I guess, when it comes to this. I really believe that there obviously needs to be somewhere in ICANN's DNA when it comes down to the current, the contract it will have with PTI, that it needs to adequately fund PTI for PTI to operate. And therefore for the IANA functions to be stable. I don't know how that would be ingrained into the system. Now, whether one of the ways to do it is to have it as a multi-year budget, fair enough, but, you know, how many years do you look for in advance? Nick, you know, 2 years? Then what happens afterwards? Or 4 years, 5 years? I think it would be difficult if one was to look at a multi-year budget that would span 5 years, let's say, to predict any changes in circumstances that might require additional capital investment or significant investment, and therefore it might actually play against the stability of IANA or the ability of IANA to respond to any increase in business or change in circumstances.
Yeah, this is Chuck. That's a very good point, Olivier. So I wonder if we could, on this one, I don't want to spend too much more time on this one, but I wonder if we should recommend, in response to this, following up on Mary's suggestion, that PTI have develop a strategic plan for at least 4 years, and then have a 1 year fully approved budget. But the budget for the following year be approved at least 6 months in advance of that year starting, instead of doing it like ICANN does, where it's approved a few days before the fiscal year starts. And I think that comes back to what I think I understood Mary saying in terms of the security and stability of the IANA functions. What about, and by the way, I'm just throwing that out for thought. We can put different, more than 6 months or less or whatever, but what about a recommendation along those lines? Does that sound good? Would you modify that in some way? Go ahead, Mary.
It sounds good to me, and it makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of assurance or confidence building from the ICANN side and PTI, trusting that ICANN has made a commitment. I think your suggestion makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay. Marika, you've got your hand up. Go ahead, and if you can help me a little bit with what Mary said, that would be appreciated.
Sorry, I'm blanking. I think Mary agreed with your suggestion, because I would give a level of security and stability, but I was actually trying to get clarification on the exact wording, because I was still rewriting the first part, because I think you said something that the budget is approved and then there's already a commitment for the budget the year after, or how was it exactly?
Okay, thanks, Marika, and thanks, Mary, for the feedback. So what I was suggesting was that the fully approved budget be done on an annual basis, but that each subsequent year be approved at least 6 months in advance of the start of the year.
That means, excuse me, can I come in? Mary speaking. That would mean that the budgeting cycle of PTI should be different from the budgeting cycle of ICANN. That's what it would mean.
I didn't fully get that.
This is Marika. I almost heard what Mary said, because Mary basically said this would mean that the PTI budget would be on a different cycle than the ICANN budget.
That is correct, and that's a very good point. This is Chuck speaking.
Just know that Mary has just dropped out. She's back again in Adobe Connect. I think she temporarily dropped out.
Okay.
It's Olivier speaking.
Go ahead, Olivier.
If I can jump into that. Yeah, thanks, Chuck. A few years ago, I don't think it was last year, but the year before last year, the finance department did test one thing, which was to go for an approval cycle that would actually have two cycles for the budget approval. The first cycle of budget approval was due to have a deadline for submission of budget items by, I think it was March, for approval by April. And the second cycle was June for approval by the end of June. In fact, I think the board even approved that second part until after the end of the fiscal year. And what we might wish to do here is to ask that the IANA budget itself be approved on an earlier basis than the rest of the budget. So no matter how much the ICANN budget is delayed by any other incidentals or incidents and incidentals, the IANA budget would have to be approved by the board on a much earlier basis and would therefore provide this element of stability and certainly cushion. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
No, that's very good. I'm glad you brought up I think it was the special budget requests that were approved early, right? And they
correct. Yeah, now. Two cycles. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they've done that now 2 years in a row, and I think you're on target to a good idea there because. And by the way, this particular comment also ties into the. .NZ comments, I think it's the last set of comments in these, where they outline the steps that they use for .NZ budget. And if we had the PTI submit a budget to ICANN, let's say 9 months, I'm just thinking out loud, okay, 9 months in advance of the next fiscal year, and then for approval by ICANN at least 3 months in advance of the start of the fiscal year. Would something like that work?
Works for me. It's Olivia.
Mary, and you can just, if you want, just click agree in Adobe if you want or whatever or disagree. So, any objection to that approach, Mary, or are you still with us? Okay, so it was my line that's causing the problem? Are you having a problem, Olivier, hearing me? Or Marika?
You're coming out loud and clear, Chuck.
Your line is a lot better. I think they probably, I guess the operator adjusted your line because I think it was indeed originally causing the static, but it has gone now.
Okay. Mary, are you in support of a recommendation like I just outlined where PTI would submit a budget to ICANN at least 9 months in advance of the fiscal year? And then it would need to be approved by ICANN.
To be approved by ICANN. 3 months
in advance. Yeah, I've just had no objection. I don't have any objection to that. I agree with you. Can you hear me? I agree with you.
I hear you, but it's not intelligible for me anyway. Did you get it, Marika or Olivier?
This is Marika. Yes, Mary.
Yeah.
Understand anything there if something was said.
Mary, this is Marika. If it would be helpful that we get you a dial out, you can just send me your number and we can try to call out to you. Maybe that will help.
In
you could go ahead and mute your line and type in your phone number where you can be reached.
Barry, if you could,
help.
Where you can be reached.
Okay, so now the noise has stopped, and it looks like she's typing. So let's let her give a number to call out. Oh, well, that's why. That's another reason. The roaming's another reason for, or in roaming does. Oh, so she probably still has to pay even if we call her. Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't work if we call her on her cell phone. But I'm asking if maybe in her hotel room, if she has if she's able to go to her hotel room or another room where there's a fixed phone, we could dial out to that number as well.
Yeah. Okay. So for now, let's go ahead and Marika, you captured that recommendation?
I believe I have. It's basically the first paragraph on the right.
First paragraph on the right. Oh, I must be way down too low in my... Oh, there we go. Yeah, I need to scroll up, so...
Have I got the wrong IC room? Because nobody's letting me in.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Cheryl, we're here in the accountability AC room today. It's Olivia speaking.
Yeah. Well, I've got the right IC room. Be good if someone let me in then.
Hi, Cheryl.
Coming up yet here.
So I'm just reading the notes at the moment is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back out and come back in again.
I've Skyped you the accountability room.
I'm in there. It's not letting me in.
Cheryl, I don't see you waiting to get in. There's nothing for me to approve, so you may have
try
to
try again.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so, Marika, this is Chuck speaking. I think we probably should be a little more specific. It's not that the – I think rather than just saying the budget should be published, I think we should say something like PTI should submit a budget to ICANN at least 9 months in advance of the next fiscal year. Now, we may also want to say something about how they do that. Like when they develop their budget, they do that within PTI, you know, and I don't know if there's public comment or not. That's getting it probably going a little bit further than we have time to get into at this point. Now, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be good if they approved it 6 months in advance. Do people think that's reasonable? 3 months might not be enough for ICANN processes, you know, from 9 months to 6 months. And so the question is, would 3 months in advance be enough, as long as it's not postponed, to create the kind of stability that Mary was talking about, and as Olivier pointed out, they've done that on the special budget requests the last couple years, so that may be feasible. Olivier, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier speaking. I'd say yeah, by approval by March, gives 3 more months, and that certainly gives a heads up and some measure of stability, and that's also, I think, by then, something that the budget cycle, ICANN's budget cycle, has advanced enough to have reach the point when it can provide numbers. That said, I can't even imagine the numbers changing that much from year to year, so we might wish to ask for something even a little earlier than this, say by January of the year.
Right. This is Chuck. Where they may change is when they have new efforts, for example, like we had with DNSSEC or with IPv6 and so forth. But hopefully those would be known enough so that they could at least put some placeholders in there. And a budget can also be added to after the fact. As long as they have the minimal budget to move forward to cover essentials, ongoing essentials, it doesn't mean that it can't be changed. And of course, we've seen ICANN have to do that as well. So is anyone not comfortable with the recommendation the way it's worded now? And except it should say, I think, approve the PTI budget at least 3 months in advance of the fiscal year. Instead of 6 months, right? Any problems with that? Okay, let's jump to AFNIC's second suggestion, and all it is that they're suggesting an audit, an annual audit. It seems to me that's a pretty straightforward recommendation. Any objections to concurring with their recommendation there? Okay, I'm not seeing any. So let's go then to the last recommendation I'm a little bit puzzled about. They recommend that it should be stated that PTI general manager should have full authority on PTI staff. I'm not sure that's an issue for Design Team O, first of all. But now we're getting into the management of PTI. Go ahead, Olivier.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chuck. It's Olivier speaking. And I agree with you. I don't think it's part of DTO. That's probably going to come down as part of the discussions we have about the PTI board composition and the management of, well, you'd imagine that the manager of, so the most senior person in PTI would have the power to fire, hire, do everything else that a CEO or senior manager has over its employees. would feel really weird if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, so let's punt on that one, Marika, in terms of maybe we're punting to the CWG and the board responsibilities discussions as well as management, let's not, for this meeting, we're going to punt on the third recommendation there. Let's jump to the next ones from the ISCPC, on that one, asked for cost estimate. They say cost estimate should be benchmarked against this figure, and they're talking about the figure of $2.3 million. I think that's not a very – and I think all three of us probably were in the call or the little meeting we had, side meeting we had in Istanbul about the budget when we had Xavier on the phone. And that $2.3 million, I don't think, is a very good figure to benchmark against. I think a better thing to benchmark would be the cost estimates that hopefully finance team is working on now that the co-chairs ask for. Does that make sense? I mean, the idea of benchmarking against something, I'm not sure we have much to benchmark against. Because there's going to be new costs added. Mary, go ahead. like you're not on mute, at least not in Adobe, but we can't hear anything.
Co-chairs ask more.
We're not hearing anything, Mary, if you're talking. Okay, I don't know what's going on there, but it seems to me that the intent of the ISCPC is good here. I'm not sure it's worded in a way that's clear, but we definitely need, I think that our recommendations that we've already made kind of cover what they're talking about. Go to the recommendations in Annex Q, for example, we're recommending that there be ongoing diligence to evaluate the IANA costs and make sure that's fully funded. So my suggestion on that one would be to refer to the recommendations that we've made and concur with them that we need to stay on top of the budget and make sure that IANA is fully funded. Go ahead. Mary, now you're on mute now in Adobe, but you may be on the phone. Okay, so if you want to try, go ahead. Okay, hand down. All right. Any objections to that approach on the ISPC recommendations?
This is Enrique. Just to know that we're going to try out, going to try to dial out to Mary now.
Oh, okay, good. Unless somebody objects, let's go to the CRISP team. Actually, I don't know that there's too much for us to say on this one because the point is that, and they don't see any problem with what we're doing with budget. It's just that what we do and what they do is independent, and that's okay. Is that a correct translation? Okay. If so, then we can just make a comment to that effect. Marika, you're okay with that?
Yeah, this is Marika. So basically, the response is DTO appreciates the feedback provided and notes that there is no conflict between the two approaches.
Yeah, that's good, I think. Yeah, Olivier, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Chuck. It's Olivia speaking. This one obviously is also to be taken in context with the fact that so far, as far as I understand it from the discussions taking place both on the CRISP, but also in the IANA plan working group, the IETS working group, neither the RIRs nor the IETS have emitted any interest from contracting with PTI at the moment. They currently contract with ICANN, and their proposal is to continue contracting with ICANN, in which case, obviously, that I'm not quite sure how that would fit with the PTI funding and of the operations. That's another issue that we're probably going to have to discuss, or the whole group will have to discuss, or that the ICG is going to have to discuss.
Right, and it shouldn't interfere with what we're doing.
Exactly.
The one reality is, though, that PTI staff would actually be contracted to perform the numbering and protocol functions by ICANN, even though those organizations may not have a contract with PTI.
Yeah. Thanks, Chuck. It's Olivia speaking. I agree with you, and I don't think it's one of our problems. That what they might wish to have to do with their contracts, of course, is that I think at the moment it doesn't allow their contractor to subcontract, and their ICANN would subcontract to PTI. but that's not something for us to work on, and I guess the ICG will probably have to pick that one and point that out.
Right. Right, so that's good. So that said, let's go to Internet NZ, and I kind of like what they do. I don't know what you guys thought of it. They outlined the steps under B there that they go through, and I thought those might be able to be customized as a recommendation for how the budget is developed for PTI. And let me stop there and let the rest of you jump in on that. I noticed Marika's suggestion that we keep our Adobe Connect mic muted. Mine is muted, so hopefully everybody else is too. Olivier, did you want to jump in?
No, sorry about that. I think that's it's an old hand for the time being. Sorry, I'm just reading the.
Good. Go ahead and do that because I thought the steps are pretty good in terms of the process they use and could be used as a model for developing steps for the development of the PTI budget. And then going back to our recommendation in the first one from on AFNIC with regard to timing. While you're reading, obviously, this is Chuck again, there may be some tweaking we need to do to make it fit, but actually it looked like a pretty good process. So when you're finished reading, speak up, and I'd be curious what the rest of you think.
Sorry, I'm being distracted here as well, Olivia speaking. I mean, I am in the ITU cafeteria still at this time.
Oh, okay.
ITU in Geneva, so you can
imagine. And this is Marika, and what we can maybe do is after the call basically send to the DTO list the proposed responses and then give people maybe a couple of hours to look at those before sharing those with the CWG.
Yeah, oh, yes, I think so. And then, but maybe if we could try and get everybody to do that before, not too late in the day tomorrow. That won't be before the first meeting, but so that before tomorrow's out, we could submit these to the full CWG. Does that make sense? Okay. Any objections to doing what I suggested in terms of taking the Internet NZ process and suggesting it be followed for PTI?
This is Mary, please.
And that's very clear.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry, I missed out a lot. Where are you exactly, please?
Okay, well, we're down to the Internet NZ recommendations, okay, and which is the next to last comment on that little document that I sent out. And they follow a process for their budget approval. And I suggested that it looks like a pretty good process overall to follow, and they added something about the IANA functions review as well, so that we could adapt something like that as a recommendation for the way the PTI budget is developed and approved, tying into what we said at the beginning, Mary, where we recommended that there be a four-year strategic plan like you suggested, a one-year budget that is approved at least 3 months in advance of the fiscal year and submitted by PTI to ICANN at least 9 months in advance, and a few other details. You can scroll up if you're in Adobe and see the wording that Marika wrote down. in that. Now, very quickly to bring you up to speed, Mary, and I'm going to have to jump off in a little bit. I can't do an hour and a half because I've got a GNSO review call as well. But on the second AFNIC recommendation on the audit, we supported that. We punted on the third one because we don't think it's up to us to talk about how the general manager of PTI functions. Going very quickly, we agree with the ISPCP recommendation. The wording's a little bit different, but we think the recommendations we've already made in Annex Q kind of cover this. We definitely agree with them that we need to, you know, benchmark the budget and make sure costs are covered and there's no gaps there. The CRISP team, we're in agreement with them, and but there's really no action item other than to say there's no conflict, and Marika has drafted wording on that. And she's going to send all this around today so that we'll have a chance to confirm. If everybody could check it and make any edits or something then. And so now that brings us up to the Internet NZ recommendations, and let me stop there. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Olivier Krapanopoulos speaking. And on item 317, Internet NZ contribution, indeed, I've not only read it, but read it a number of times now and studied it. I think it absolutely makes sense. That it looks like good practice, good financial practice, and certainly good communication between ICANN and the PTI board. That should, because of the two organizations going back and forth, that would obviously be something which would bring stability. Obviously, when you look at this and say, well, you know, the PTI funding will come from the ICANN's annual setting of expectations of PTI and so on, there would be that would also fall within the community feedback on the budget. So I think that would work as well. Finally, of course, there is a question as to what happens then when if there was separation and PTI was to disappear and be replaced by another contractor, would this kind of recommendation continue with whatever other operator there will be at that time? I'm not sure whether we need the language to be today just pointing at PTI or pointing at PTI or any other operator that might take the place of PTI.
Yep. And that might work okay, too, I think, to just say either or. So, okay. And then jumping down to the last comment before I have to jump off for the GNSO review call, I'll get in a little bit late. That's okay. The CWG accountability co-chairs submitted this comment. I just highlighted the last part. And because they're dealing with the budget accountability, it seems to me, my thought on this, and I'd like others to comment, is that it would be good for the CWG to recommend that there be specific accountability with regard to the IANA budget in the ICANN bylaws. That was my thought in response to what the CCWG co-chair said. Other thoughts on that? Anyone? Yes. Olivier, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. Olivier speaking. I agree with you, and I think that the proposal here sounds quite good. But that means we'd need to put this together. I mean, put a process together. So developed a proposed process for the INA-specific budget review. I don't know. Yeah, it is within our remit, isn't it? So, but I don't know if we need to actually have this in the final proposal that gets sent to NTIA, or whether this starts becoming an operational thing that then goes into implementation.
Yeah, very good questions, Olivier. Chuck speaking again. Let me suggest this. I think we've got enough of a foundation to recommend the approach that we're suggesting to the whole CWG for the work the next couple of days, and we can then decide whether that needs refining after we submit it to the CWG. In the next couple of weeks, we can decide whether more needs to be refined before June 8th, or whether some of that work can be done after the proposal goes out and before the transition happens. Is that any objections to that? Olivier, go ahead.
Sorry, Chuck, I didn't put my hand down. No objection for me. That's
okay.
Fits
thanks.
Very well. Thanks.
Cheryl, are you okay with that, with where we're going here? Is Cheryl? Oh, yeah, she's still on.
Okay. This is Mary.
Go ahead, Mary.
Okay with your suggestion. Yeah, I'm okay with your suggestion. And I want to draw us back to 283,
okay.
And that has got to do with the 2.3 million budget as benchmark. I think it's not that figure may be misleading. I don't know what we recommended on that. That will benchmark, but not with this figure, because there are some cost elements that were not included in that figure.
You know, Mary, that I'm very glad you said that, because when you were off the phone, I said pretty much the same thing. That figure is not a
all
good
right.
figure.
All right.
So you're confirming what we talked about earlier, and you can see Olivier's agreeing with that as well. So we're on the same page on that one. We think the intent of the ISCPC was good. Using that $2.3 million budget, that's not a good thing to benchmark against. And we recognize that. So, okay. Well, I have got to jump on another call. Marika, are you comfortable with what we have enough so that we can that you'll put it out to our DTO list, and we can and please try and comment today if you have any edits, so that as early as possible tomorrow this can be sent to the full CWG.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Marika. I can send it out now. I mean, the notes are on the right-hand side, and ask for people to provide input today. And Chuck, if I can just ask you a clarifying question.
Sure.
You were referring to a GNSO review call that is on now. That is not the GNSO review working party, right? Is that an internal call?
Hold on a second.
I don't have anything on my agenda.
Let me look at my calendar. I have some meeting that starts, I think, has already started. Let's see. Oh, no, it's not GNSO review. You're right. It's a registry stakeholder group, our charter meeting, and I just
deleted
it.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing a call I needed to be on.
No, you're not. Thanks for asking, and thanks, everyone, for rushing through this with me. I think this will be constructive for the CWG, and if they're supportive of where we're going, we can then decide what other work needs to be done and when it has to be done. Have a good rest of the day, everyone. Thanks.
All right, then. Bye.
Thanks very much, Chuck. Thanks,
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.